Tom Marshall here, Newark Airport, just about to set off to San Antonio. Good win for Mexico against the United States, 3-0. Thought it was another step of the players, of the team, understanding Tata Martino. And obviously we saw that reflected on the field, but also off it as well. In the build-up to the game, there was very little access. They trained about 40 miles away from New York City in a place called Morristown, very secluded. You know, not the big shopping malls. You know, they're not going buying the Rolexes or anything in the big city shopping malls over there. It's very set away from the media. Very, not much is kind of leaking out of camp these days, and that's exactly how Tata Martino likes it. I mean, he doesn't like to kind of mingle with the media. He doesn't like the players to be doing other things apart from being focused on the games, because obviously as an international manager, you have very little time with these players. We saw Gustavo Matosas with Costa Rica the other day saying that he was bored with being an international manager. He's flying into San Luis today as well, so I don't know. I don't think he was just bored with being an international manager, but I mean, it shows you have to take advantage. I think Tata Martino, because of his experience with Paraguay, because of his experience with Argentina, he gets it, he knows it, he's been here before. And I think we saw on the pitch a difference between the teams. I mean, I know a lot's been written about that, but you know, Mexico, I just think the players are adept at carrying out what Tata Martino is asking of him. Playing out the back for a Mexican defender isn't something that comes too difficult for the vast majority. Obviously, Mexican players just known for being so technical, and you watch the youth system, and it's how they play, it's how they brought up. It's a kind of cultural thing as well. But what impressed me most, more than anything, on Friday was the pressing, the coordination. Tata's been having a lot of double training sessions, and you can see what they've been doing. I mean, it's so well coordinated. Sometimes they give they let the centre back have the ball, and then that first pass into midfield, and they're like harriers after the ball. You know, they just didn't give the US, you know, chance to play out. And obviously they're in their kind of process, they're understanding what Greg Berhalter is looking for from them. So, you know, it's a struggle. I'm sure they'll get better at that. A lot of criticism in the US press about Berhalter, about why he didn't kind of go long. But I tell you what, if you look at someone like Martino, who would just not, that it's a principle of the game that as a coach I don't think you can go back on. It's either you do it like that or you don't do it like that. It's not really working that well, you know, especially in a friendly. I mean, you can't imagine. I mean, the extreme example is Marcelo Bielsa. I mean, Bielsa's not going to tell his team to play in a way and then all of a sudden to kind of kick it forward. I mean, a Bielsa team will try and play the same way for the 90 minutes. And the key is, and I think the key with the US, is that the players buy into it. If the players buy into it, then they've got a chance. If the players start doubting it and thinking maybe we should play, if we played a different way, maybe we'd get better results, then it becomes a difficult task for the manager, who, you know, he doesn't have a vast amount of experience. He doesn't have a kind of big coaching resume to be able to kind of back up, to fall back on, sorry. But yeah, but from the Mexican point of view, I mean, I just thought we saw as well Hector Herrera, just supreme for me. It's no surprise, but I just think he's going to be such a key figure for this next process. And then obviously Tecatito Corona, I mean, this is a guy who plays for Porto every week now. He's playing in Champions League, he's hitting his prime. If he can find that consistency, then he can be a massive player, absolutely massive. I mean, you have Tecatito on one wing and Lozano on the other wing, and Jimenez up front, and you know, that's a very strong forward line. And I think that, you know, Tecatito improves that depth down the wings, you know, a lot. And then you've got Uriel Antuna coming on, and obviously you've got players behind them as well. But yeah, I thought those two those those two players coming back specifically really, don't know, it just made you kind of take a step back and think there is some real depth now. And you can see what Martino's doing with the younger players, and, you know, Roberto Alvarado didn't have his best game ever, but, you know, he's getting there. I mean, I've watched him live a few times for Cruz Azul this season. He's an absolute quality player. You know, Carlos Rodriguez not had his best season for Monterrey, but, you know, he plays on the international level. He played a little bit further forward, and I was massively impressed in how he pressed as well, because he was kind of the advanced midfielder that was actually a lot of the time leading the press. But yeah, final thing on the players, Chicharito, it should be no surprise given he's now got 52 goals, but I don't know, I just think that's a reminder what he showed in that game. Not just the goal, because you expect him to score that goal once he gets into that position, but it's the build up to the goal was absolutely phenomenal. The way he was kind of that kind of loose piece that was kind of dragging the defence out of shape, and then when the ball actually eventually came in, yeah, I think it was 5-on-5 if I'm not mistaken in the box, which, you know, as an attacking team you'd take. And yeah, he looked hungry. I mean, even like 2-0 up, 3-0 up, he was still absolutely pressing the US backline. And I just thought the attitude as well from Chicharito was spot on. And yeah, let's see what happens in San Antonio against Argentina. Tata Martino obviously now going up against his old team. He said he's not really very emotional about it. It's just not a big deal to him. I'm sure it will be when the Argentine anthem starts playing. But you know, things looking really good for Mexico right now. I asked Martino before the game if the US have an advantage because they've got more players in Europe, and he said, yeah, it's very good for them. It's going to be good moving forward, but also we've got players that we, you know, he made me believe that he thinks some of these younger players are also going to go to Europe. So yeah, good stuff for Mexico. It's just about moving forward and not thinking that, you know, this is not the best team in the world because it's beat the United States twice. I think getting ahead of ourselves would be a mistake, and yeah, we'll see what Argentina brings. It would be Tata Martino's 13th undefeated game as Mexico coach, so good start. But yeah, anyway, thanks for tuning in. Heading over now to San Antonio. Eric Gutierrez, Rodolfo Pizarro, Cesar Montes and Chaka Rodriguez aren't making the trip due to illness and ill health, with Pizarro undergoing an appendicitis operation. And Eric Gutierrez fractured right hand bone in his right hand. So yeah, and Andres Guardado not here either because of his wife's due to give birth on Monday. So good luck to him for that. And yeah, but I think it's going to the game against San Antonio against Argentina. There's going to be a very different team. Expect Ochoa, Raúl Jiménez, you know, Lozano from the start. Edson Álvarez, Carlos Salcedo. I mean, I think it's going to be equally as strong team as the one that faced the United States, and I think that in itself is a lesson. You know, you've got one international break. He's going to play two different starting 11s, and there's not much difference between the two. So, anyway, we'll end it on that note. Tune in tomorrow for coverage from the press conferences, and yeah, have a good Sunday or Monday wherever you're listening from.